So, Ricky, a different role for you this year, playing last year but coaching this year. How's that for you?
I'm thoroughly enjoying it. To be honest, it wasn't something that I'd initially thought about. But sort of, Ollie asked me to come down initially to start off with scrummaging, and it sort of progressed on to literally, you know, everything to do with the forwards. But I mean, the small amount of time that I've been involved with the boys, I have thoroughly enjoyed every single minute of it, and I think they made it quite easy for me because they're a good bunch of lads, and you know, we've got a really good forward pack as we've seen today.
And you know, speaking to Ollie Mines, playing at prop, he says there's a lot of value in someone who's played literally last season coming into this season as a coach. You can sort of pass on what's happening right now.
I think that's nice to hear. And always, I mean, I've seen a lot of players that have made the transition from playing to coaching, and I don't know, they sort of, I don't know, approach the coaching that, you know, it's, you know, I'm now in a totally different area of the game, and almost sort of treat players like, you know, like they're subjects almost, and that's not the way that I am as a person, not the way that I want to coach. I think most of the boys I've played with, like I say, last year, and they know what I'm about, and I think in order to get the sort of respect that you want, and for them to buy into something like scrummaging, I think that's only a good thing, that they respect you as a person and as an ex-player, and that you almost talk to them and handle them on a level ground sort of thing.
And often people talk about the team having to gel together, yeah, because they're new to it.
Yeah.
We've got a new coaching setup here at Esher,
yeah,
and I think perhaps, do you think there's been a lot of expectation on your guys' shoulders?
I think there probably was a lot of expectation, because last time we were down this league, I think they only lost one game and they came straight back up. If you have a look at the squad as a whole, I think there's literally a handful of players left over from last year. On top of that, you've got, you know, myself and Ollie, a very young coaching staff, and it literally is our first year of coaching at this level as well. So a lot of factors would, you know, go against you. We're still top four. Whether we get ourselves in a position to fight for promotion this year is another thing. But the fact that we're top four, having had a completely pretty much a new squad, and, you know, we're new to the coaching game as well, I'm really, really pleased with where we are.
And two wins at the start of the year, and you've also today, I think, you know, credit to you, the forwards looked immense today.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's sort of been instilled in the guys from the first day of pre-season. We've been working on our set piece from day one, to be honest, and it's all about cohesion and working together, and, you know, not a scrum is not any one person. You hear, when a scrum is going bad, you hear a lot of people blaming like a prop or a hooker. That's not the case at all. It's all eight buying into it together, and no blame can be put onto one person, and that's the way we run things at scrum time. But, you know, again, you know, the boys have bought into what we've done pre-season.